All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. But I want to welcome my special guest, Mr. Dawit Kabidi. Sir, did I butcher your name?
Yeah, that is correct.
All right. And so he has more than 8 years of research experience in academic, not-for-profit and private industry. His previous research areas cover topics on trade, environment, consumer finance, and policy evaluation using statistics and economic model as a tool. Dawit worked for Kuna Mutual Group as a primary analyst for the Investor Guidance Center and Consumer Sales Channel of the TruStage Insurance Business before joining Kuna. Prior to that, he worked as a project coordinator of experimental research that compared the effectiveness of microfinance and on and on and on and on. Good morning to you, sir. And you here to talk about the economy and credit unions?
Yeah, good morning to you, Earl. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. And so let's begin first by talking about the value of credit unions. I am one who was in a union for 34 years, and my credit union, Prime Financial, who I'm still a member of, let's talk about the value of having credit unions, because sometimes I think people just don't realize the difference between having a credit union and a bank.
That is correct. So I'm glad that you brought that up, Earl. Yeah, so credit unions are established on the philosophy of people helping people. And then because of that, credit unions are democratically owned by their own members. So all their products and services are geared toward serving their own members. Entire earning that is coming from the activity is invested back into the credit union to help members get favorable pricing on loans and also favorable rate on their deposits. So the most distinguishing characteristic is that none of the money is, credit unions don't have shareholders, like none of the earnings go to the shareholders. So members get the benefit out of credit union activity. So members benefit the most out of it, whether it's loan or deposits, or even some members who like to build credit and get credit, credit unions are the best place for them.
You know, there are people, Mr. Kabidi, who in you know, poor neighborhoods, who don't have checking accounts, who are not affiliated with banks, who do business every day. And yet they only know about going to facilities that cash checks and charge them fees and charge them fees for everything. And they're not aware at all of the power of the credit unions. So you guys clearly are aware of that. What are credit unions doing to try to reach a massive group of people who don't even know the importance of the credit union?
Yeah, so I'm glad you read that. So actually, there is a credit union for everyone. So credit unions are spread throughout the nation. So anybody who wants to obtain the service of credit unions can go to yourmoneyfurther.com and they can find a credit union wherever they live. Like they can find the nearest credit union to them, and they will be able to create a checking account with a credit union. And that doesn't require a lot of fees. So again, like one thing that differentiates credit unions from banks is that credit unions charge lower fees for a lot of services. So when you compare credit unions to the alternative, they provide a very attractive and cheaper options for banking services compared to the all the other alternatives. So anybody can find a credit union near them. But we are also aware that, according to a study from the Federal Reserve, that 5.4% of American households are unbanked, meaning that they do not have a financial institution near them, so they usually get their financial services from alternative providers that charge them very high fees. These are, you know, cash checking institutions, pawn shops, and payday lenders. So credit unions are doing a lot to change that. So recently, the legislation passed for field of membership expansion so that credit unions can go to areas where banks cannot serve these communities and open a branch. So people will be able to find those, you know, as this movement continues, they will be able to, they can go to yourmoneyfirst.com and then find a credit union and then do financing cheaply. Get loans at a lower rate, deposit their checks at a lower, with a lower fee, without incurring a lot of service fees.
You know, when you talk about the service fees, and especially in the community where I live, and you see people who struggle, they don't make a lot of money as it is, and then they're caught in this trap where the little money that they do have, because they don't know the ins and outs of the banking systems, even the little money that they have is you know, just drained from them. And so, if they can understand the value of the credit union more so than even the bank, it'll stretch their resources even further.
Yeah, exactly. So, for example, CUNA recently made a strategic shift in its goal, and that shift is financial well-being for all. We know that there are a lot of Americans who do not feel that they are financially healthy, and these underserved communities is one area where CUNA has been actively working to expand banking services. That's why we are with the legislation that passed field of membership expansion will allow the credit unions to go into these communities and serve people who are subject to predatory lending, who are paying exorbitant fees for basic services. So it is very important that CUNA is actively working on changing that. And we also like, you know, talking to you, because, you know, we will be able to spread this message around where people can easily go and find a credit union that suits them.
You know, the predatory lending that occurs, and I've heard people say, well, you know, they've got to go somewhere, and you can't get mad at the industry for, you know, putting those title loans or payday lending institutions in the communities that could least afford to be built out of the few resources that they have. So credit unions are there, maybe, and people just don't see them. They're just not focused, or just not aware of them. And so, you know, it's not like the credit unions themselves have the resources to be, you know, on the, you know, radio, television, and the things that the banks can do. So, you know, I was more than willing to have, you know, you on, because the people that I'm around and the people in my community are the ones who are suffering from this.
Yep, definitely. So, I really appreciate that. And what CUNA has done to pass the field of membership expansion is also one area that we've been actively working to expand services, because, as you know, credit unions also had, you know, some restrictions regarding memberships. So, in a way, you know, we credit unions couldn't go to anywhere they want to do business and serve the people that they would like to serve. So this legislation changes that, and we are also actively working on awareness.
So
raise the awareness of the people for that.
So excuse me, what is the legislation that you are referring to?